Robert Heron Bork died this week. Mr. Bork is probably best known as a legal scholar and a U.S. Circuit Court judge who for just a few months was thrust into the spotlight when he was nominated for the Supreme Court back in July 1987. But he's also known, as Brooke observed a few years back, for being a verb.
As we watch a major political event, we naturally consider political language. And in recent years, the singular locution to come out of a Senate confirmation hearing for a Supreme Court judge is to bork.
To bork means what?
I think to attack a person's reputation and views unfairly.
That was Robert Bork. His nomination went up in flames in 1987. The process whereby has since been dubbed borking, especially by the political right, which essentially owns the word, defined by Webster's to wit, bork, to seek to obstruct a political appointment or selection, also to attack a political opponent viciously. Not so, say the liberals. In the Washington Post, Stephanie Cutter, an aide to Senator Edward Kennedy, declared, "If borked means fulfilling your constitutional duty by protecting the rights and freedoms of the American people, then every senator should wear that as a badge of honor." And it should be noted that if Bork himself was the proto-Borky, then during his confirmation hearings, Kennedy was the Borker. Many personal names have fathered nouns. There's boycott and braille, diesel, dunce, maverick, and stroganoff, and all those compound words like Ponzi scheme and Pullman car, Hobson's choice, and graham cracker. Adjectives are similarly abundant, Darwinian, Orwellian, draconian, Kafkaesque, or sadistic. But when it came to verbs, we could scarcely find one without the suffix I-Z-E, as in galvanize or mesmerize, bowdlerize or pasteurize. Was there another name, just a name like bork, with no grammatical frippery that was ever used as a verb? In recent history, we could find only one, to bobbit, which means to cut off a man's penis, named for Lorena Bobbitt, who Webster reminds us did such to her abusive husband in 1994. Now, Bork sees himself as a victim of injustice, and to Bork as a monument to martyrdom.
My name became a verb, and I regard that as one form of immortality.
I don't know if John Bobbitt feels that way.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.